Okay, well, good afternoon, everybody. I can say that now because we're afternoon. This is Scott Morosek here in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is going to be brought to you by McBoove's Laundromat in Elkin, offering self-serve laundry, or call 989-551-5192 to schedule your drop-off service today for only $1.50 a pound. And by Zimmerman & Sons Electric of Port Austin, hands down the best electricians around. And by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kindy. Bresky Siding and Building Repair, they are your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. A Huron County man accused in the death of his elderly mother has been found competent to stand trial, allowing the murder case against him to move forward. In Huron County District Court, Judge Ferris accepted a report from the Center for Forensic Psychiatry finding Oval Carl Jarvis Jr. competent at the time he was evaluated. Neither prosecutors nor the defense objected to the findings. Jarvis, 41, is charged with second-degree murder in connection with the March death of his mother, 71-year-old Kathleen Holdwick. The case initially began with a charge of second-degree elder abuse before prosecutors added the murder charge in June after receiving the medical examiner's report. Authorities say Holdwick was taken by ambulance to McLaren Thumb Region Hospital in Bad Axe on March 1st after she was found unresponsive at a home on Port Crescent Road in Hume Township. She later died at the hospital that evening. With the competency issue resolved, Jarvis is scheduled for a preliminary examination on Friday, September 4th. A previously scheduled status conference has been removed from the court calendar. The preliminary examination will determine whether there is enough evidence for the case to proceed toward trial. Jarvis faces up to life in prison if convicted of second-degree murder. The charge remains an allegation, and Jarvis is presumed innocent unless proven guilty in court. Bad Axe Bowling Alley is temporarily in limbo as the property moves toward a new ownership. Managers of Longshot Lanes, Scott and Rochelle Rehnquist, announced that the bowling alley has been repossessed and is awaiting a sale. They say the locks have been changed and no one is currently allowed inside the building. Longshot Lanes and the Bad Axe Theater were both offered at auction in February on behalf of owner Mark Rolfe and Bayport State Bank. The bowling alley carried an opening bid of just over $554,000, while the theater's opening bid was nearly $210,000. Previous reports indicated Rolfe had 6 months to pay off the loans associated with the businesses before the bank could take possession of the properties. The Rehnquists say the ownership transition is expected to extend into the beginning of bowling season and could delay necessary maintenance, along with food and alcohol operations. They say they are hopeful a sale can be completed quickly enough to preserve the upcoming season for local bowling leagues. The status of the Bad Axe Theater was not immediately clear as of Monday. Bay City public safety officials are asking for the public's help locating a 26-year-old woman who has been missing for nearly 2 weeks. Authorities say Amaya Lee Slavic Burrell was last seen on August 5th. The Bay City Department of Public Safety has released photos of Burrell as investigators continue working to determine her whereabouts. Police are asking anyone who may have seen Burrell or who has information that could help investigators to contact the Bay City Department of Public Safety Detective Bureau at 989-894-0161. As of Monday, authorities had not released additional information about the circumstances surrounding her disappearance. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Mark from McBoove's Laundromat in Elkton, and I have a confession to make. I actually enjoy doing laundry. I know, people tell me that's a little weird, but that's good news for you. While you're at work, at the ball field, or just enjoying your weekend, I'll wash, dry, and fold your laundry for just $1.50 a pound. Drop it off. I'll take care of the rest. Just give me a call at 989-551-5192. We'll even work around your schedule with drop-off times. Need your clothes pressed? We do that too. Or, if you'd rather do it yourself, stop by our clean, self-service laundromat. open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with large capacity washers for everything from everyday clothes to king-size comforters and plenty of folding space. We make laundry day easy. McBoob's Laundromat is veteran-owned and operated at 5010 Brown Street in Elkton. Call 989-551-5192. Everybody's got dirty laundry. Bring it here.
This is Josh Zimmerman. When it comes to keeping your home or business powered, Zimmerman & Sons Electric has you covered with Generac standby generators. The right generator isn't one size fits all. We'll help you determine what size Generac makes sense for your property and what you need to keep running when the power goes out.
And I'm Jack Zimmerman. We install Generac generators from 9 kilowatt up to 28 kilowatt, giving you options whether you're powering a small cottage or a large home or business. And once your Generac is installed, you can have the peace of mind knowing that when an outage happens, your generator is there and ready to automatically take over. For your Generac standby generator sales and installation, give us a call at 989-738-7798. That's 989-738-7798. Generac, it's a power move.
Call Bresky Siding and Building Repair for your new roof, roof repair, or leak detection.
This is Derek Bresky, your roofing specialist from Bresky Siding and Roofing Repair. Most people think replacing their old worn-out roof is expensive and are afraid of rising costs. Call me for a free roof inspection and let me show you what Bresky Siding and Roofing Repair have to offer. With over 40 years' experience, I will personally come and inspect your roof. Trust me to give you a roof you can afford, including a top-of-the-line quality shingle.
Call my dad at 989-529-8167.
That's right, Ayanna. Call our dad today at Bresky Siding and Roofing Repair, a company you can trust.
Here is your obituaries for this hour. Patricia Ann Essenmaker, 88 years old, passed away on August 18, 2026. Patricia was born on October 5, 1937. Patricia married Floyd Essenmaker on October 5, 1957, and they were married for 31 years before he passed away. Patricia is survived by her sons Tony and Mark, daughter Susan and Debbie, brothers, sisters. She's also survived by her grandchildren and 20 great-grandchildren, with another one on the way. A massive Christian burial will be at 12 p.m. on Friday, August 21st, 2026 at St. Michael Church, Annunciation of the Lord Parish in Port Austin. Visitation will be held at 11 a.m. at the church until the time of service. Memorials may be offered to the Family Discretionary Fund. Condolences may be shared with the family at McAlpineFuneralHome.com.
All right, and we're back. Michigan health officials say the state's childhood vaccine recommendations will remain unchanged as families prepare for this school year. The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services says the state will continue following immunization schedules developed by the American Academy of Pediatrics. The policy follows a standard recommendation issued by Michigan's chief medical executive in December. Dr. Natasha Bagdasarian says Michigan's vaccine recommendations, school immunization requirements, and exemption processes have not changed despite recent changes at the federal level. MDHHS says its review of current safety and effectiveness data has not identified evidence warranting a change to the state's childhood vaccine schedule. The department is also urging parents to check their children's immunization records before classes resume. The reminder comes as health officials report increases in measles, whooping cough, and other vaccine-preventable illnesses. Families can check immunization records through their health care provider, local health department, or the Michigan Care Improvement Registry. There will soon be a change made to a dangerous intersection down in Lapeer County. The Michigan Department of Transportation has approved placing a flashing overhead signal light at the intersection of Van Dyke Road, that's M53, and Hollow Corners Road. There have been several major accidents at that intersection this year, as well as in other years. The date to install the flashing overhead signal at the intersection has not been scheduled yet. With the MDOT's decision to add a traffic signal at that intersection, residents hope the state agency will also consider creating a center turn lane on M53 that will make it safer to turn off of that road. And finally, a U.S. Air Force flight bound for Antarctica returned to New Zealand after a warning about, quote, potentially hazardous space activity, according to New Zealand authorities. A spokesperson for New Zealand's Civil Aviation Authority said the agency was aware the U.S. Air Force flight from Christchurch turned around following a warning it issued, known as a NOTAM, which is a notice to airmen. The space activity was notified to the agency by Russia's State Air Traffic Management Corporation, quote, resulting in the issuance of a NOTAM advising pilots of the hazard. In a follow-up statement Wednesday, the CAA said it was made aware by the Russian Air Traffic Agency of a planned missile launch and, quote, associated potential hazard to international airspace within New Zealand's Oceanic Flight Information Region. That's a 30 million square kilometer area, which is one of the largest airspaces in the world. And that is your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour, and it was brought to you by McBoove's Laundromat in Elkton, offering self-serve laundry. Or call 989-551-5192 to schedule your drop-off service today for only $1.50 a pound. And by Zimmerman & Sons Electric of Port Austin, hands down the best electricians around. And by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kindy. Bresky Siding and Building Repair, they are your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. And remember, you can get news stories just like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net.